Gabriella.
He hasn't come on yet.
Oh, okay.
Morning.
Hug Samaya.
Hug Samaya. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
All right.
Muting.
Today we are studying Psalm 84. You'll find the handout on the unique astrological times link in the section Ta'anit Dibur, the Fast of Words. If you'll open up the Psalms landing page, part two. And then to Elam 84. Within that section, there are two links, one for the Michon Mamre translation and one for Rabbi Sutton's translation. And we will begin with the Lashem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Leachda L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kononeh Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kononehu. Tehillim 84, in this psalm of prayers and entreaties, the psalmist mourns bitterly over the destruction of the temple, depths of his heart and speaks of the many blessings that will be realized upon its restoration. Fortunate is the one who trusts it will be rebuilt and does not despair in the face of this long exile. This is a traditional Kavanah to be used when saying the psalm. The first word is Lamnatseach, and please refer to the introduction in the Yearning for Redemption PDF file. Starting at page 6 for some expansive information about the first verses of the Psalms. There are 13 verses in Psalm 84. By now we should be familiar with the number 13. It is the gematria of the word Echad, which means unity, oneness. It's the gematria of the word Ahava, which translates as love. And it's the gematria of the word Deaga, which translates as caring. If you've ever asked the question, why does the non-Jewish world consider the number 13 a bad number or an unlucky number? One day, you will ask that question, and it becomes very clear, the answer. The role of the children of Israel is to bring balance into the universe, into human society, to balance the various nations. And what does the idea of balance represent when you have two things? One is opposite the other. Balance comes from unity. Unity within diversity. The other nations have a very clear mandate to strive to be in control, strive to be important, strive to be what they are to be. And from all of history, you see humanity, each nation says, if I'm in control, then you must be like me. Except for Judaism, except for the children of Israel, except for the Torah, that says, control comes from unity, appreciating the diversity. If you open up the PDF file and scroll to Tehillim 84, we will start with the first verse.
Hagitit livne korach mizmor.
Lamnatseach, dedicated to the master symphony conductor of creation, who grants victory to his people to overcome the suffering of exile through melodies played on the gitit, a chant by the descendants of Korach. For the most part, we are taught that the Psalms were written by King David. But whenever it says and is connected to the children of Korach. It's a very interesting midrash that says, how could we have the children of Midrash? They died with Korach. The children of Korach, they died with Korach. They were thrown down to, they fell down to Gehinnom when the earth opened up and swallowed everything Korach. How can we get Psalms written much later in the cycle of history that come from the children of Korach? And the Midrash explains that the children of Korach had the thought to do teshuvah. They honored their father by following their father's lead. But as they fell towards Gehinnom, they had the thought of doing teshuvah. And Hashem, in his mercy, said if they had the thought, but they didn't have the chance because they were already falling down the pit, they had the thought, we will assume that they would have done so had they been given the chance. We are also taught that you're not rewarded or punished for your thoughts. But we see here it's not true. And no, it's not a reward, and not it's not a punishment. It's an effect or a cause. The cause of the songs of the B'nai Korach, the cause of the psalms of the B'nai Korach, is their thought. The issue is, do you have a chance to do teshuvah before you pass, before you die? Do you have a chance to manifest the thought? If you have the chance but don't do it, then the thought does not count. But if you don't have the chance, you're going to receive the benefit of that thought. Verse 2. Ma yedidot mishkenotecha Hashem tzivaot. How beloved are your dwelling places, Hashem, the Lord of Israel's hosts. And recently we read Rabbi Cook on the idea of hosts, or was it the Ari on the idea of hosts? Or Nachmanides, I believe it was on the degree, the idea of hosts. Hosts are armies, but they're also just groups of angels, groups of people. But they have a military organization. But just because it's a military organization does not mean it needs to be a war. There are five words which connect to the structure of the five Sephirot: Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. Twenty-five letters is a good structure, a complete structure. 5 times 5. The 5 worlds within 5 worlds. Verse 3. Nikshifa v'gam kalka nafshi lehatzrot. Hashem libi usari yirannu el el chai. My soul yearns and pines for the courtyards of Hashem, the eternal source of being. It is there that both my heart and my flesh will sing with joy to the living El. Please take a look at the Machon Mamre translation. My soul yearns, yes, even pines for the courts of the Hashem. My heart and my flesh sing for joy unto the living El. The significant aspect of these words, why is the word El duplicated? The translations are different because in this case, El is referring to the word to or unto. But then it's El Chai, which is the living God, the living El. But whenever we have words duplicated in Hebrew, this is a mechanism of emphasis. How are you? What is being emphasizing here? What is the message? The joy involved in singing connects you to El, El Chai. Twelve words that connect to the 12 tribes of Israel. Forty-five letters connects to Adam, the name Adam, the concept of humankind, the concept of the Sephirot, of Zeranpin. It also reinforces the idea of the emphasis. Verse 4. Gam tzipor matza bayit udror kein la asher shata efrochecha et mizbechotecha Hashem tzvaot malki u'elohai. Yea, the sparrow has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Thine altars, Hashem of hosts, my King and my God. Transferring to the Yearning for Redemption translation. Even as the sparrow finds her house and the swallow its own nest, where it had sheltered its young, so we will find our home on your altars, Hashem, eternal. eternal God of hosts, my King and my God. Personally, I prefer this translation. The number 16 connects to the gematria of the male letters in Hashem's name, the Yud and the Vav. The male letters represents sharing. There are 62 letters. When we recognize the aspects of the unity of Elohim and Hashem that's built into these words, we add a kolel, making it 63 that connects to Bina. Verse 5.
Ashrei Yoshei Vetecha Od Yehallelucha Sela.
This is a very famous verse that's prayed twice a day, sometimes more.
Okay.
Happy are those who dwell, who perceive their lives here on earth as a sojourn in your house. They will merit to sing praises and reflect their gratitude back to you forever. Selah. Remember, the word Selah is a word to pause, to reflect on what you have just read. Let's read the translation from the Chon Mamre. Happy are they that dwell in thy house. They are ever praising thee, Selah. Again, I prefer Rabbi Sutton's translation. There are 6 words connecting to Zerampin, but without the unity of Malchut, letters. Remember, 25 is 5 times 5. It represents a landing place in the process of living. It represents a completion, but it's not the full completion. It's just a stage within the process. Verse 6. Ashrei Adam Ozlovach Metzilot Bilvavam. Happy is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the highways. 7 words, which connects to the unity of Zerampin and Malchut. Let's look at the translation from Rabbi Sutton. Happy is the man whose inner strength grows out of his trust in you. Happy are those who internalize the pathways of your Torah in their hearts. Verse 7. Ovre b'emek habaka mayan yeshituhu gam berachot yatemore. When they pass through the valley of Baka, weeping, they transform it into a spring. It is bedecked with blessings by the early rain. The Machon Mamre translation. Passing through the valley of Baka, they make it a place of springs. Yes, the early rain clothes it with blessings. 9 words. Is it Hakma or is it Yesod? Thirty-eight letters. There must be a kolel associated with it. If you'll take a look at the N in the English translation, it means that there's a space in the scroll of the Torah, the scroll of the Psalms. And if we look at the 38 letters, it's composed of 23 and 15. The 15 is the upper worlds, Achma and Bina, Atzilut and Bria. The 23 represents the 23 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which will be revealed. The 23rd letter will be revealed after the Mashiach or through the Mashiach. And so you see the wisdom of this verse. You see the connection to Chachma. Verse 8. Yelku mechayil el chayil yerae el Elohim b'tzion. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before Hashem, before Elohim in Zion. Now this, you can translate this with the, by looking at the first 4 words. They go, the mem in front of chayil is from, chayil is strength. From the strength of Hashem, the strength of El. It's a different translation. It's a different understanding, as there's always the 70 understandings. The Chayil is duplicated, which means that it's an emphasis. It's the strength of El. Where is El in the Sefirot? which name of God is associated with that? It's Chesed. Strengthen your connection to Chesed. Emphasize your connection to Chesed. Let's see what Rabbi Sutton's. They strive from strength to strength to finally appear before Elohim in Zion. It takes a connection to Chesed to find the gates to Zion. Remember, Kabbalistically, Zion is the pinpoint above Jerusalem. It's the last point in the spiritual frames of reference where the flow of Shefa leaves the spiritual and becomes physical as it flows into the Holy of Holies, as it flows into the temple, as it flows into Jerusalem, as it flows into the land of Israel. Verse 9. Hashem Elohim Tzevaot Shema Tefilati Ha'azina Elohe Yaakov Tzela. Adonai Elohim Tzevaot Almighty, God of hosts, hear my prayer. O God of Yaakov, be attentive to my plea at all times. Selah. B'chon Mamre translation. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear. O God of Jacob, Selah. What are you to pause to contemplate? We have Hashem connected to Elohim, connected to Tzevaot, connected to Elohim, connected to Jacob. Nine words. Forty letters connects you to water, connects you to Mayim, connects you to the letter Mem. 30 letters. Let me make sure, because I'm it's 40 letters connecting to the letter Mem, connecting to water, connecting to Chesed. And with all of this flow of the names of God, it's a very powerful verse. This is a good verse to contemplate, but so a good verse to include as your mantras, as your repetitive phrases, if you choose to use it. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I wanted to ask a question. When you're counting the letters and you have a halam, like an Elohim, the Vav is missing, but we know it's there on the white fire. Do you not count that Olam? You know, we call just the dot, the O of an L-O, part of Elohim, we call it a Olam. And if it's the Vav with the dot on top, we call it a Olam Vav. I mean, that's the way we did it in our classes. All the teachers did. Well, all the two teachers. So are you not counting? You're not counting that Olam without the Vav in Elohim when you count your letters.
I choose not to. There are times when I will say maybe, like when I said 62, there needs to be a connection to 63. I might go back right and look for a missing Vav. There are 70 ways to understand, and that also applies to the different gematriot. But when it comes to the word Elohim, what's happening in Elohim, and it comes from the Zohar, there is a war between Satan and Hashem. There can't be a war between Satan and Hashem. Satan is a servant of Hashem doing his work as assigned by Hashem. But what takes place in this war is the need for the war is to give human beings the ability to have free will, to have the illusion that there's free will and to make their choices so that they will receive greater and greater benefit. What the word Elohim is composed of El, Aleph Lamed, Vav and He, and the Yam. When the war was taking place in the spiritual realms, the Zohar kind of explains or hints to the combination of El with the Vav and the He, and the word Yam meaning sea. The putting together of the name Elohim, which is a female ending with a male word. This is why the Vav is missing. And so therefore with Elohim, it's really inappropriate to count the Vav. And that's one of the reasons that I hesitate to count the missing Vavs, because you really have to look deep to know whether it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I never thought of the question before, so that's why I ask it.
Okay,
when you gave the number like 62, let's say 62 is your 32 number, is that an opportunity to make a connection there to your name in the 72 name with that verse?
No. That's not the reason that I was making. I was making it because intuitively that verse needed to be connected to Bina. And how do I connect it to you? How do I connect it, my intuition, for the rest of you to perceive it? That's why I did it. I could have just as well said there are 62 letters and then given you some Hebrew words that relate to that 62.
Okay. All right.
So what I'm saying is there's no logic to what I do. There's just intuition to what I do. And always remember, intuition can fool you. Unless it's women's intuition.
Mm-hmm. Well,
go ahead.
I don't know how to say it other than if you're
if your 62 is just one number and it's your name from the 72 names, and 63 is your Hebrew name, the connection is so close, you can understand why I would ask the question.
I do.
Okay. Thank you. Good answers for me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. The 10th verse on the Mamre page.
Magineinu re'e Elohim v'ha'abet b'nei Mashiach'a.
Behold, Elohim, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. The Yearning for Redemption translation. O Elohim, our shield, behold our yearning to see the face of your anointed Mashiach. Six words connects to Zerantin, and Mashiach is definitely connected to Zerantin. But right now, while you're in exile, while we are in exile, it cannot be connected to Malchut. Twenty-five letters. This verse is a stage towards the completion and the manifestation of Mashiach. What is the stage? With Rabbi Sutton's statements or additional words of yearning, we begin to get a sense of what is the stage that brings Mashiach. Everything is a process, and every process has lines and circles. Every process has stages, and then traveling between the stages. Verse 11.
Ki tov yom b'chatzerecha me'alef b'charti tistofef b'beit Elohe midur b'ahale resha.
Since one day in your courtyard surpasses a thousand years anywhere else, I would rather stand like a beggar at the threshold of the house of Elohim than dwell in comfort in the tents of lawlessness. How many of us in this generation would make this statement? But this is really a verse that describes Teshuvah.
I should say Teshuvah before the effect of the mistake manifests in your life.
The Nechon Mamre translation. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. I will just make one comment, that the first part of the verse before the end in the English translation, this is one of many verses that explains that the 7 days of creation relates to the 7,000 years of the Shemitah cycle.
12 words, which connects us to the 12 tribes. Forty-nine letters. What do you think that connects to? We're right in the middle of the period of the counting of the Omer, the 49 days. The 12th verse. Ki Shemesh Uma Again Hashem Elohim Chayin V'Kavod Yiten Hashem Lo Yimna Tov Lahokim B'Tamim. For the Lord Hashem Elohim is a sun and a shield. Hashem gives grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Let's look at the translation from the Rabbi Sutton. Hashem is like a sun, and Elohim is like a shield. Hashem the Eternal will reveal his grace and his glory. He will not withhold goodness from those who walk in purity of heart. That's a significantly different translation. Why? Because he connected the combination name Hashem Elohim. He separated them as the metaphor. Hashem is the sun, and Elohim is a shield. Contemplate that translation. Fourteen words representing King David's name, representing manifestation, representing the Hebrew word yad for hand, which is gematria 14. And I remind you, you have 14 bones in your fingers. The 13th verse. Hashem Tzevaot Ashrei Adam Boteach Ba. Hashem, eternal God of hosts, happy is the man who trusts only in you. There are six words. Only one letters that connects to the name Echie. I'll now read the Hebrew in sequence, sequentially. Lam natseach al hagitit livne korach mizmor ma yedidot mishkenotecha Adonai Yohe Wahe Atanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Tzivaot Niksifal Gam Kalta Nafshi Lechatzrot Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu yo yo ahe da wanu heyo. Libi usayasari. Hiranenu el el chai. Gam tzipor mata'a. Bai. Gam tzipor mata bayit udror kein la asher shata efrotecha et mizbechotecha Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Heyo Tivaot Malki Welohe Ashrei Yoshvei Vetecha Od Yehalelu Asela Ashrei Adam Ozlo Vach Mesilot Bilvavam Ovre Be'emek Habaka Mayin Yeshituhu Gamberachot Yatemore Yelku Mechayil El Chayil Yerae El Elohim B'tzion Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Elohim Tzivaot Shema Tefilati Azina Elohei Yaakov Sela Magineinu Re'e Elohim V'habet Pnei Mashiachecha Ki tov yom b'chatzerecha me'alef b'charti chiz tofek b'veit Elohei midur b'yachale resha ki shemesh u'magen Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo Elohim hein wekavod yiten Adonai yohei wahei Adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo Lo yimnato lo holchim betamim Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yoahei Dawanu Heyo Tzivaot Ashrei Adam Boteach Ba. It's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? While you're unmuting yourselves, I'll remind you our class, next class will be Motzi Shabbat. And that is going to be our Rosh Chodesh connection. So that will be at 7 p.m. I also recommend that you say the prayer for the children sometime during the Shabbat. You can find it on, I believe it's on the Unique Astrological Times link. But if not, send me a request and I'll forward you the prayer. It's been coming out of Art Scroll as a free download, so you're able to get it there as well. Does anybody have any questions?
Hey, Hashem, Hano, could you send me that prayer? Malka.
Do me a favor, Malka, send me an email. Hashem, and I will do it before the end of the day.
All right. It is. It is on the website.
Okay. And what's the name of the prayer again?
It's a prayer for children. Hannah, do you know where it is on the website, where the link is?
I think where you said it's under unique astrological, right before Sivan Bank. I got it years ago from this, or so they sent me to have me on their mailing list. But I recognized it and have it in my prayer notebook, so you know it's one I'm real familiar with. And I saw it as I was looking to skim handouts that I wanted, you know, needed to see if I needed to edit dates. So I saw it this week.
And I saw it this week again, and I thought I had put it on there, but I didn't check before I made the discussion right now. So thank you for the reinforcement.
You have it named as children's prayer.
Malka, if you have a problem finding it, you can send me the email. Any other questions? Shabbat shalom to all.
Shabbat shalom. Thank you.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.